Good evening, American Fork High School. It is October 7th at the Wasatch Front Invitational. This is Brandon Maxwell from Erie, Pennsylvania, and I will be adjudicating you in the caption of percussion performance. Looks like you're doing your pre-show right now, and I'll be back with you once you're ready to go.
Ladies and gentlemen, next.
Okay, here we go, American Fork. As we get into the start of this first movement, I really appreciate the sensitivity of the mallet keyboard players bringing in the mood of this piece. Very nice four mallet work, marimbas. I think that from a balance standpoint, we could actually bring that out just a little bit more so we can hear a little bit more clarity of the individual parts. But other than that, very nice work. Yeah, especially down when we're in the lower register of the marimba. And, you know, as we come into the mid-range and upper end of the marimba, I can really hear it speak clearly. We need to make sure we're getting that same clarity down at the lower end of the marimba. Yeah, as we get into that big impact there, we start to lose clarity in the battery and the front ensemble as we come in down into the lower dynamic. Continue working to make sure we maintain clarity into those low volume levels. Yep, good balance and blend going to the end of that phrase. All right, let's murmur, make sure you watch the clarity going into that section. Good tempo control on the dead strokes. We just really got to watch those 16th note patterns. Good clarity in the triplet roll snares. Appreciate the dynamic contribution as well in the diminuendo. Yeah, I'm losing the quads a little bit as we come into this phrase. Let's just make sure we're getting a good sound quality. Yeah, I appreciate the use of the different choirs in the front ensemble, going from the woods to the metals.
Very nice.
Yeah, good dynamic contrast front ensemble.
Take a look at the saber entrances, it's a little bit forced.
Same thing from those right there.
Yep, just make sure we're maintaining a solid hand speed as we go up into the upper register of the marimbas. Good open double snare drums. As we add the quads in here, we're losing that voice a little bit. Maybe I know we only have two and it's a big wind section. Maybe take a look at different tuning schemes to try and get that voice to cut through a little bit more. Yeah, snares, maybe look at as we go into the cross stick at the end of the phrase, maybe diminuending that part a little more to get a little more musicality. Ooh, watch the triplets for ensemble. Yeah, just want to work on clarity and balance from hand-to-hand bass drums as we have that run. Yeah, in the 16th notes, we got some definite clarity issues from right to left hand. We need to make sure the spacing is there and the performers understand their responsibility within the context of that part. Yeah, very nice clarity in the triple roll snares. Okay, at the end of that phrase, it gets a little bit uncomfortable. We need to make sure that the battery is maintaining steady tempo control all the way through the end of that phrase. Very nice recapitulation of the opening theme in the front ensemble as a transition into this next part of the program.
Yeah.
Yeah, as we diminuendo in that part, we need to make sure that all of the mallet players are communicating and playing the same heights as we go down. We've got some conflicting dynamics from person to person. We need to take a look at the volume of the soloist. As it is a mic'd electronic contribution, it's just a little bit loud within the ensemble context. Appreciate the ostinato in the quads as we add on layer on the snares. Yeah, just watch as we have the vibes come up there. Yeah, I appreciate the dead strokes. It's a nice timbre as we go through there. Just as we bring the mics up on the keyboards, we need to make sure that we're not getting too crass of a sound on the keyboard instruments. Ooh, the definite clarity issues in the marimbas. The kids are well trained, but we got to play together. Please look at left hands and the snare drums as we go through the phrase. Yeah, tuning is a definite issue in the quads here. Where the quad voice is almost going down into that baritone bass type timbre. We need to look at more separation there. Yeah, good finish as an overall progression ensemble. Vertical alignment was very nice. Good for you. Yeah, very appropriate quick battery feature that we have there. The fit within the context of the musical ensemble, very good. So we just need to make sure that as we go into these big impacts here, that the battery is making enough of a contribution there. Watch tempo and the xylophone voice. All right, make sure the bass drums understand how their voice fits into the, the musical context there. There was like a run. You kind of hear it, kind of couldn't. Make sure we know what's supposed to be going on there. Pit, make sure you don't tense up at the end of the two mallet run. Very nice approach on the suspended cymbals. Yeah, going from the triplets and the 16th notes, we have some definite rhythm issues in the front ensemble. Watch the rim shot quads. Yeah, just watch the spacing there between the corner triplet and then 4-1 in the battery. Just some minor clarity issues horizontally throughout the battery as we have that phrase. Okay, American Fork. Across the board, kids, the front ensemble is incredibly well trained. I'm very confident they all understand their role within the ensemble. We just really need to get some of these metric modulations that we have with the two mallet parts. Get those with a met and make sure it's very clear where those transitions line. coming up. You know, also as we go through some of the other stuff, just continue to clean, make sure the kids understand their rhythmic responsibilities. From a musicality standpoint, you know, the kids are definitely getting there. You know, I have no doubts that that'll be where you want it to be by the end of the season. In the battery, the snares have some really nice clarity going on. Just watch left hands at times, especially in featured moments with the quads. We can continue to refine sound quality and approach to the instrument. It's fairly inconsistent, and they generally, when playing, do not cut through the ensemble at all. I also think taking a look at the tuning scheme would help that. You know, as we look at our battery ensemble, you know, we need to think of it almost in terms of a choir, as in we have our bass voice, our mid voice, and our soprano voice. You know, and our quads need to be sitting into that, you know, that alto mid-range voice, and we don't quite get them there. They're really kind of like bleeding into the top couple of bass drums and that bass voice. So I think if you get a little more tension on those heads, we'll not only hear some more clarity because of the, you know, the tightness of the plastic, but also they'll be in a range that blends with the ensemble and also cuts at the same time a lot more. Okay, I thoroughly enjoyed it, American Fork. I hope my commentary has been helpful, and I wish you the best of luck throughout the rest of your season.